has never been easier. Download the WGNS News app. It's available for free from Apple App Store or Google Play. Just search WGNS News. It's your one-stop shop for local news on your mobile device. You can also listen live to your favorite programs and send us news photos and audio. Connect with our Facebook and Twitter social media channels and much more. Download the WGNS News app for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play. Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett on News Radio WGNS.
It is 6:11 here on a Tuesday, June 18th, and we're all here. The gang's all here, and you know, it seems like yesterday took forever to get back to Tuesday. It just seemed like I haven't seen you all in so long. It's just been just one day. So it's amazing.
Yesterday was long, wasn't it?
You've even changed. Your beard's even thicker.
That didn't happen overnight. You just weren't very observant.
It shows up on camera better than it does, you know, other places, I think.
In real life. I turn my head to the side because I've got one side where it looks good. And
let me see that. Yeah,
see, there's a gap.
A big gap, yeah. Yeah, but that's okay. Dad looks like he may be growing his back.
Not the full Monty.
Oh, this, what, a mustache or
no? I thought about it.
You're just going to do like Chipper Jones and put a little thing right here,
little goatee kind of thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Keep the sides shaven. I thought about just the mustache.
I think he could pull off a mustache. Look like Tom Selleck.
Yeah, right.
I'm in the Twilight Zone, aren't I? something's happened. I don't know.
He's lost all the weight, so he just needs a Hawaiian shirt and some short khaki shorts, and he'd be Tom Selleck.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know that I can pull off the khaki shorts that he wore because they were short shorts.
I can guarantee you right now you can't pull that off.
No, I know I can't.
He's got a Hawaiian shirt now, though.
Uh-huh.
And I like that, yeah.
We have matching Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, boy.
We're going to get you one next.
No, you're not. No, sorry, Bob. Not going to happen.
That's my daughter.
You know, I was listening to Rutherford Issues, by the way, yesterday.
Well, thank you for participating as a listener.
Yeah, it was yesterday, wasn't it? Yesterday.
Yeah, City Schools.
Yeah, Leslie Trail. Yeah,
Lisa,
sorry.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I didn't get her name right. I know her. But anyway, she was talking about school starting again. What are you doing to us? Those poor little kids listening yesterday, they probably got depressed. They probably.
Well, we spent a lot of time talking about kindergarten. And, of course, that's a big time in terms of parents have a lot of paperwork to get done and go to the doctor and get all that taken care of. So. That's just one of those things you've got to work on this summer. But July 31st is the first half day for City. It's crazy.
July, that's not even August.
It's the the day before August.
Is that a 2-hour day or just a,
yeah? Oh, okay. It's like the,
so we don't really count that anyway.
Yeah,
on our countdown. Are you going to start the countdown in July 31st?
I've got to get with a production.
I think we ought to wait till at least a month before it's over, you know, before we go, you know.
And then you can count down the 31 days until school starts.
Well, that's next, not next week, but the next. I think that would be too depressing. I won't do that to kids.
No, that's.
Or parents. Well, parents probably are happy. They're probably about done with everybody.
Yeah.
As it goes now.
We've got a little rainy period ahead, too, a little bit. Some showers in the next few days, I think, off and on.
And after last week. It's been dry for a while, but that was a nice reprieve from the heat. But it's back, and the humidity's back. Well, you could really feel it on Sunday, just the humidity and the early morning thunder shower. So we've got more of that summer-like pattern, I guess, ahead.
Well, let's see. CMA Fest is over,
right? Yep.
Man,
Bonnaroo's over. 12-hour wait to get into Bonnaroo. Wow. The closest I've ever come is to the golf course, trying to get over there. I don't go that way much, but so all that's over. So a lot of the big summer events have already happened.
Yeah, and summer hasn't started yet.
Well, and officially it hadn't.
It doesn't start until the 21st. Starts later this week.
Well, the 21st of June?
June.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, Friday is the first full day of summer.
So if we're starting school July 31st, that means we're in the middle of summer.
Oh, yeah.
When we start school.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is kind of crazy. So it kind of makes you see how quickly time goes by.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's flying by too fast for me. I'm getting on up there, you know. And it's, you know, like, how long have we been doing this show?
Too long.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow. Well, let's see. Since before Christmas.
We haven't been a year yet,
so it's been.
November's a year, won't it?
It's been almost 6 months.
Well, we welcome you. We are glad that you're here this morning with us here on the Wake Up Crew. And want to remind you, we got a lot of things coming up in this first hour. Of course, NBC Sports at 6:20. And also, we've got the dad joke of the day around 6:39. I can't wait for that. So stay tuned. Weather coming up.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for today. Showers in the area, possibly a few storms. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Wind southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms, mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 69. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, shower and storm chances continue. Highs head well into the 80s, and then showers and storms likely on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 70.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
That's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And, of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haines Drive.
I've just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
This is Ron Hall with Farrah Construction. I wanted to let everybody know that this is a real family business, and my uncle, grandfather, great uncle, and their dad started this business, and now we're happy to bring in my son, Peyton Hall, who is continuing the family business.
Yeah, I grew up in the family business, and I'm looking forward to carrying on the tradition. Give us a call at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction Company.
The nightmare of planning, applying, and paying for college. It's hard to escape the dreaded red tape.
Hurry! It's coming!
You can panic.
The computer!
Or visit collegefortn.org. collegefortn.org cuts through the red tape.
You all right in there, sir?
Yes, officer.
We just got a little freaked out about college.
Visit collegefortn.org today. Higher education. Put your mind to it.
Sponsored by the Tennessee Higher Education Commission in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
622 here on the Wake Up Crew. Going to be hot and muggy today.
That's right, hot and muggy.
Two things that you don't want to go together.
No. Your hair will start curling, stuff like that. Beard will start growing even longer. Those kind of things.
Well, so he's hoping for a muggy day.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, the Braves are playing. They're playing well.
Yeah.
Playing really well right now. The U.S. Open was over the weekend, and nobody that I knew won it. Woodland, I think is his name. He won it. But Tiger was two under, way back in the pack. And I think Justin Rose was kind of back in the pack a little bit. So anyway, but that's what's going on right now, baseball and golf, Brian.
Yeah, well, we're keeping up, of course, with the Braves. And as John mentioned, they're red hot. They're continuing their series here with the New York Mets after over the weekend pummeling the Pirates. I mean, it was ugly.
Yeah. Pummeling, that means you really... Yeah, got them good.
Took a licking. But these are the ones that count here. Of course, everybody's chasing the Braves in the division now, and they've got another one with the New York Mets coming up tonight. Played the Mets last night, got the Mets tonight, as well as tomorrow in New York, or at home, rather, before then they, on Friday, open up a series at Washington. So this is some big division games coming up between now and next week when they travel to take on the Chicago Cubs next Monday. So Braves baseball at 6:05 tonight. You'll hear it live here on your home of the Braves since 1981, News Radio WGNS.
All right, 6:24 coming up, Dave Ross's commentary and the Eye on Washington from CBS News.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurant. Man, I've got some exciting news. We are now hiring at our new Toots West location. We're looking for great and fun people who want to have a great time at work and work in the most state-of-the-art restaurant in town. We're at the corner of 4213 Franklin Road and Rucker Lane, right next to the Publix supermarket.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Toots. Apply in person only at the new Toots West.
No one is thinking about winter right now. Well, except us. At MFA Oil Propane, keeping your home comfortable in the winter is our top priority. Take advantage of one of our contracting programs to lock in your rate now while prices are low. And with budget billing, you can spread your payments out over the year. MFA Oil Propane can keep your family warm this winter. Guaranteed. Learn more about our Keep Warm Guarantee. See your options today at keepwarm.com.
Roundup. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. I've been scolded by Trump supporters for quoting Trump because it turns out he sometimes doesn't really mean it, and so to quote him is unfair. But even with that in mind, this latest immigration tweet seems very clear and is even correctly spelled. So with that trigger warning, I'm going to quote the tweet, which says, "Next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. They will be removed as fast as they come in." Now, this seems to go against his own rule on not tipping off immigrants to ICE raids, which the mayor of Oakland did last year, prompting the president to suspect her of obstruction of justice.
I mean, you talk about obstruction of justice. I would recommend that you look into obstruction of justice for the mayor of Oakland, California, Jeff.
Jeff being the then attorney general. So the tweet might be just a mistake, but there is also a chance it's real. And if it is, and if government agents are about to round up millions of people, well, you know, it being a government operation, there's a chance somebody will knock on the wrong door and try to remove the wrong people. So you might want to post a facsimile of your passport on your door over the weekend and enlarge it so it can be easily seen by officers with flashlights approaching your house before dawn. Just in case. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. Eye on the White House.
The president says he simply doesn't believe polls taken by his own campaign that showed him trailing the Democratic frontrunner in key states.
Those polls don't exist.
The president, on ABC, claims he's looking really good in the polls and that surveys showing otherwise are fake. But the president's campaign has now fired several pollsters, believed to be responsible for leaking data showing him down against Joe Biden in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Florida, and elsewhere. The man who directed the survey and is still working for the Trump campaign tells CBS News the numbers are 3 months old and, quote, represent a worst-case scenario in the most unfavorable turnout model possible. Eye on the White House, I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Brought to you by the new Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% on all other purchases. What's in your wallet?
The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
That is correct. We are here at 6:27 on your Tuesday morning, trying to get you to work safe and sound, or possibly could give you a headache on the way to work. But we're here to try to do one of those two things.
Or both.
Or both, yeah. Yeah.
My head kind of aches.
People come up to me and they go, hey, I hear you on the morning show. I went, yeah. And, you know, expecting a compliment, but they just kind of say, yeah, I hear you.
I heard it.
I heard it.
They didn't say they heard it multiple times either, and they just said they heard it once. And
no, pretty much.
It's definitely you on the the morning show.
And most people are just, I guess, amazed we've been on this long.
even we're amazed we've been on this long.
Are they astounded at your stamina to go so long from, you know, early show through this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I used to go to work, so this is really, you know, kind of a, you know, godsend. I mean, it's not, you know, I used to work full days, so now it's just kind of like half days.
Come on, talk, and go home.
Yeah, go, you know,
kind of like, take a nap after this.
Kind of like Truman, you know, never. I just talk and go home. What a job, what a life that you can just actually... you know, of course, Truman, I'm sure, gets paid for it. But anyway, you know, just talk and go home. It's wonderful. It's just great.
At least it's something to do. You know, you're not sitting at home all day.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know you'd have other things to do, but this is just one thing in your list of things to do.
Yeah, I do have a life other than WGNS radio. But, hey, it's a great life here at the radio station. Bart, if you're listening, I just love it here at WGNS, the good neighbor station, you know, by the way.
That's right.
We've got a special day today. I think you do have a special day today for us.
I do. Today is picnic day.
Picnic day. All right.
Make yourself a
hot and muggy picnic day.
Yeah. Make yourself a little brown bag dinner and take your family out for a picnic in the backyard.
Brown bag dinner. Wouldn't you take a picnic basket, maybe?
Well, yeah, but you can't just throw the food right in. You got to put it in a bag first and then put it in the picnic basket.
You need a lesson in picnic baskets.
It's making no sense whatsoever.
Better idea.
Oh, yeah, let's go there.
Go to Subway and get yourself some Subway sandwiches and then go on a picnic.
Well, you know, when it's hot and muggy, if it's cloudy, it's not too bad. But if the sun is beaming, it's rough. It's
kind of find some shade.
Find some good shade.
Go in the late afternoon, maybe, after you get off work.
I guess you could go to the Greenway and find a little area to kind of sit out at, wouldn't you think?
Siegel Park, they've got picnic tables all out there.
Oh, okay. Picnic day. Well, it's also today in history.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have a dream. Tear down this wall.
And it's time for CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind. June 18th, 1977.
Now here you go again.
Fleetwood Mac at the top of the singles chart with Dreams. This date in 1988. George Michael's album Faith.
'Cause I gotta have faith.
At the top of the album chart for the sixth and last week in a row. And June 18th, 1999, the nationwide release of the Walt Disney animated movie, Tarzan.
Yes, hello, Tarzan.
I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind. With more today in history, here's John.
Thank you, Brandon, and we do have more in history, and I go back a long way ahead of Brandon.
He was very musical today.
Musical today, yeah, that's okay. That's a good time. War of 1812 begins. As U.S. declares war on Great Britain.
Now, what year was that?
1812.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
Well, I was wondering if you knew. In 1969, the movie The Wild Bunch, starring William Holden, is released. That was a great movie. A lot of, if you like blood and gory and Western, that was your answer.
Oh, really?
Sam Peckinpah directed that movie.
You know, when we were trying to think of a name for this show, that was in the running.
The Wild Bunch.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a horror flick.
This is a Western, okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That would have been a horror flick.
Yeah, the show.
It is a horror flick. What are you talking about? And in 1991, Bryan Adams, you're going to like this, Brian. He had a song. It became Song of the Year in 1991.
I felt like he always just did it for me.
Everything I do it for you.
Well, that's a good song. Song of the Year, 1991. He also did Heaven. You've done that right. One. That's one of your favorites, I think.
I really like Bryan Adams. Yeah, and Bryan he spells Adams. His name correctly, too.
No, he spells it wrong like you do. But anyway, it's a great song. And that's a look at today in history here, fellas.
Want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day today, and that's Marcus Scruggs. He's always the first there when a friend is needed. So we here at News Radio WGNS are going to give him some flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
All right, don't forget, call or text in those birthdays for us now, just like I almost forgot. 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. Jump in on the birthday club with us this morning, and we're going to give away a sweet treat a little later on this morning from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut.
Yeah, you got the look for sure. That's for sure. Good neighbor events in a minute and a half. Also now, time to take a look at the weather and our first look at traffic.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for today. Showers in the area, possibly a few storms. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Wind southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms, mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 69. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, shower and storm chances continue. Highs head well into the 80s, and then showers and storms likely on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 70.
Good morning so far. So good out here in the rain. As you travel down 24 westbound towards Nashville, there's a couple of wrecks scattered down the interstate there eastbound in Nashville. You'll see that as you continue down 24 west. As you make your way past Bell Road, traffic still in pretty good shape. 840 over towards Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original. Hot Chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
If you have a large group to feed or people coming in from out of town, one of the things that Demas's has to offer is our pans to go. This is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. We can sell pans of spaghetti, pans of lasagna, pans of chicken salad, and it serves usually between 6 and 8 people. And if you have something much larger than that, Demas's now offers full service catering, and that you can contact our catering director through our website, which is www.demasrestaurants.com. And you can also pick up our Pans to Go menu there under the Menus tab.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by Americare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Time to look ahead on WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The 41st annual Uncle Dave Macon Days comes to Cannonsburg Friday and Saturday, July the 12th and 13th. Don't you dare miss this one. The Boys and Girls Club Steak and Burger Fundraiser with NBA Basketball Hall of Famer Charles Barkley as the keynote speaker. That'll be Tuesday, July the 16th at MTSU's new Student Union Building. For more information, get with Michelle Clifford at the Boys and Girls Club of Rutherford County. The annual summer party at Oakland's Mansion is Friday night, July the 19th at 6:30 in the evening. Special thanks to Uncle Bud's Catfish and Chicken and Pritchard's Distillery. That's Friday night, July the 19th, at Oakland's Mansion. A Taste of Rutherford, the summer party, is coming up Saturday, July the 27th, at the historic Childress Home at 225 North Academy Street. Contact Main Street, Murfreesboro, for more information. That's July 27th. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
Hi, Money. Time for your annual performance review. Relax, I love having you around, but I feel you're not working up to your full potential. You're not growing. That's why I'm putting you in a First Rewards checking account from First Bank. Earn interest with no minimum balance or monthly service fees. Plus, with refunded out-of-network ATMs, you'll really go places. Take me with you, please.
Open online today at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Got a friend who I depend on every day, who for years has made my world a brighter place.
A friend who turns on the lights, knows just what to do to warm up all the winter months and keep my summer cool. Every year, every day, every hour, Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
Who brings home convenience with new technology while planning for the future and all the things we'll need.
Through years of service, through changes and through time,
Murfreesboro Electric, since 1939. Every year, every day, every hour, Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Brought to you by...
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation.
Hey guys, Brian Kennedy here with Total Transformation Heating and Air Conditioning. Give us a call at 615-900-6873.
Total Transformation.
Oh, nice guys.
6:39. The music just comes quicker and quicker, doesn't it? There's no break. It just boom. There it is.
I hear it every night when I'm trying to go to sleep. It causes my nightmares.
Is that why I'm having nightmares?
I'd say so.
That's probably true. It's time for the dad joke of the day, and here's our dad jokester, Brian Barrett.
All right. So, Dalton and I heard this one the other day, and I thought I have to share. So. I don't know what his scoring is going to be.
He's going to be critical.
Oh, I'm sure he will be. But, you know, the Secret Service doesn't say to the president, "Mr. President, get down." They don't do that anymore.
They don't?
No. They just say, "Donald, duck."
That's the best joke that's been told on this show thus far.
Are you kidding me? You think it's that good?
I think it's hilarious.
Okay. Well, it's a little bit political.
It's just a play on his name.
Yeah, we try to stay out of that political arena. I give you a 10.
I give you a 10, too.
Why? Wow. Well, congratulations to me.
News is next.
CBS News update. About 1,000 U.S. troops are headed to the Middle East just days after attacks on two oil tankers there. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
What might that translate? Well, I imagine some ground forces that will provide greater security around sites where Americans are operating, particularly in places like Iraq, United Arab Emirates. Second of all, intelligence gathering mechanisms to better monitor Iranian military activity.
CBS News correspondent David Martin is at the Pentagon.
The orders for more troops came just as the Pentagon was releasing new high-resolution photos, which officials say show a crew dressed in Iranian Revolutionary Guard uniforms attempting to destroy evidence of the attack on a Japanese-owned oil tanker.
Iran's president says he doesn't plan to wage war on the U.S. Those are his words. He says his country will withstand American pressure. He also says President Trump's efforts to isolate Iran have failed. CBS News Update, I'm Peter King.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Investigators with the Bedford County Sheriff's Department took two men into custody after a string of car burglaries. Caden Fox and Joseph Howard were arrested on Thursday after reports of car burglaries in the Wheel area. Fox and Howard have been charged with 8 counts each for auto burglary and 4 counts each for theft of property. The two men are in the Bedford County Jail, each under a $100,000 bond. Court-appointed Special Advocates of Cannon County has chosen a new executive director. CASA's Board of Directors voted unanimously to appoint Camille Smith to serve in the role following the resignation of Lacey Buchanan, who left to pursue a career in the state of Tennessee. Camille comes to CASA from Cannon County High School, where she spent over 10 years as a math teacher. A 7-year-old Coffee County youth died tragically at his home Saturday while riding a dirt bike with his father. Reports say they ran into barbed wire strung between two trees. The child apparently rushed to Unity Medical Center in Manchester, where he apparently died a short time later. Members of the Stones River Amateur Radio Club will be participating in the National Amateur Radio Field Day exercise next Saturday and Sunday at Sharp Springs Park in Smyrna. If you're interested in learning more about ham radio, the event is open to the public and all are encouraged to attend. The Women's Club of Murfreesboro hosting its second annual Legacy Gathering fundraiser to preserve their historic house. It's set for 5 to 9 p.m. Saturday, July 20th at the Tasty Table on North Church Street. The event will also celebrate 103 years of the club's continued ownership and the use of the historic Women's Clubhouse at 221 East College Street. When news breaks, we tweet it. Just follow us at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio, WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro and Habitat Restore Smyrna are both excited to help you with your warm weather updates.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Do you live in Smyrna? We have a Restore location there too. 413 Nissan Drive, next door to Gill's Ace Hardware.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
Then Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation.
It's hot, come lay down.
Brian Kennedy here. Time to get those HVAC systems nice and clean. We're running a $99 special for one system, two cleanings a year. If you have a second system, that's $65.
Call Total Transformation, 615-900-6873.
Total Transformation.
Hey, it's Scott. Gentlemen, in honor of Men's Health Month, Low T Center is offering two specials during June to encourage you to take care of your health. Right now, get all of your levels checked with a comprehensive health assessment for only $49. This is a complete assessment, checking your vitals and a full panel that includes your testosterone levels, PSA or prostate, cholesterol, thyroid, and much more. And they're also offering a home sleep test this month for only $49. So if you don't sleep well, and you think you may have sleep apnea, you can take a home sleep test in the comfort and convenience of your own bed to determine whether or not you have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is a very common and potentially very dangerous, and luckily it can be easily managed and treated. Taking care of your health should be a priority. Low T Center makes it easier. Be sure to call today for a $49 health assessment and or a $49 home sleep test at 615-603-3542 or book online at lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
This is Freedom Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Bazing at First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives a new meaning to customer service.
Get your parachutes ready.
I can't believe I'm going to do this.
$10,000 accidental death coverage.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Or give us the call today at 615-494-4200. Member FDIC.
Crime in Rutherford County is exploding because of drugs.
The majority of the criminals that we encounter that are involved in thefts and burglaries, they're doing this to support their dependency.
Sheriff's detectives Ty Downing and Tony Grissom.
The propensity for addiction has definitely increased as things have gotten stronger and dealers have started introducing fentanyl into their products to get the greater high. With that comes more risk of addiction.
We do come across people who, you know, they get into this party atmosphere and that's why they get addicted. It may evolve into something else, like not being able to cope with their issues or anything like that. But of course, there's some we never know the answer to because we're responding to their overdose. You know, we never find out.
And on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
In terms of if you're concerned of a family member using drugs, no matter what the type of drug is, do your best to be diligent and be present in that person's life. A lot of times, the people we come across that are addicted to drugs for whatever reason, they feel that there's a void that they have not been able to fill with, you know, a loving family member. My suggestion is to be as diligent and as present as possible.
Keep in mind, help is available.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, aside from prosecution and something that they would do criminally, I mean, there's plenty of rehab centers around that do a great job. I'd say there's several different ways to approach it.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. Joining us here this morning on a Tuesday, and it's we talked about it being picnic day, which... Brian, your son totally confused me on what picnic day actually is.
Well, we have come to the conclusion that he doesn't really know what a picnic is.
Probably never been on a picnic.
You eat food on the ground. It's not that hard.
Well, you don't take it out of brown paper bags.
What else are you going to take it in?
A picnic basket.
Well.
Covered dishes.
Yeah. Tupperware. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds of things. So just kind of want, we're going to take you on a picnic, and we're going to do it live. I think we'll do it live.
Oh, yeah? A live picnic?
One morning, we'll just go out, 6:30, go out and to a picnic area and just have a picnic.
And we're gonna have our nice little meal, and then we're going to have in a brown paper bag of PB&J for Dalton.
Anyway, what other day is it today? We've got more than just picnic day today.
There's always more than one. I usually just pick the most interesting, but today is also panic day.
That's panicking
that's
over...
That's our panic bell.
Panic that you don't know what a picnic is.
I have to go on a picnic, and I'm panicking because we're out of brown paper bags.
And what other day?
It's also sushi day. So if you like sushi and picnics and panicking, you can go panic on a picnic eating sushi.
Panic on a picnic... Eating peanut butter.
It's a sushi picnic panic is what
it's
called.
Well, if I get sushi out of a picnic basket, I'm going to panic because I don't think it's going to be very fresh.
I hate sushi.
See, I like sushi.
You would. Well, just go ahead and put it in your paper bag, okay?
California rolls okay, but that's about it.
Yeah, I like those okay. That's true. It's coming up on 6:50. It's time now to focus on the family here on the Wake Up Crew.
Why would a healthy 4-year-old suddenly walk with a limp? Well, for one boy, it was due to the law of replication. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Michael Hyatt remembers a time from his childhood when his dad walked with a noticeable limp. At 4 years old, Michael decided he should shuffle along that way too. And that lasted until his mother one day said, "Michael, you don't need to walk with a limp. Dad walks that way because he was hurt in the war." Hyatt now calls that innocent copycatting the law of replication. Broadly speaking, it means that those who look up to us will often copy our behavior. And this idea has direct application for parents. It's not a question of if our kids are picking up behaviors from us, it's what they're picking up that matters. And that's where things can get challenging for us as moms and dads. If your child yells when they're angry, for example, ask yourself, is this behavior something he's learned from me? Children ought to be held accountable for their own actions, of course, but it's wise to remember how easily a child can be influenced. The good news is you can use the law of replication to your advantage by modeling the positive behavior and attitudes you want to see in your kids. It's a great way to pass your values to your children because beliefs are often caught rather than taught. For more information on parenting with purpose, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/redeem. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/redeem. That's forhims.com/redeem for your first month for just $5. Forhims.com/redeem.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, winding down the first hour. Brian's got the second hour coming up for you. It is a special celebrity birthday today.
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's Sir Paul McCartney's birthday, who we hear every morning.
Opening the he just wished himself a happy birthday.
That's correct. So here's our salute to Sir Paul McCartney.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Sir Paul is 76 years old.
Wow.
And still touring.
That's incredible.
I did hear his 2018 tour. His voice is not quite as great as it used to be. But
well, this song right here was from his 2011 tour back in the U.S.
He's had some, I don't know if he's had a few vocal problems, but it's still a great concert. Still the man. And Isabella Rossellini, 66 years old. She's an actress. She's actually, forgot her mom's name. Oh, wow, that's okay. I'll come back to that, okay? Bud Collier, 1908. He was the first host of To Tell the Truth, but he was also the voice of Superman on the radio.
In the radio series.
And in the Max Fleischer cartoons, I think his voice, he was used in that as well for in Superman. And finally, in 1939, Lou Brock was born on this day.
I want to remind you that if you were born on this day, call or text those birthdays to us and hop on the birthday horn.
All right, coming up now, it's time to check that forecast.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for today. Showers in the area, possibly a few storms. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Wind southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms, mainly well after midnight. Lows drop to 69. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, shower and storm chances continue. Highs head well into the 80s, and then showers and storms likely on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 70.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Good morning. Looking at this right here, they're trying to move it to the side. Everybody's rubbernecking on 24 westbound at Sam Ridley Parkway. But it's been active as far as accidents this morning down I-24 towards Nashville. Give yourself plenty of extra time. Again, this right over to the side. 24 West here at Sam Ridley Parkway. Hey, if you know someone struggling with drugs and alcohol, call 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 720 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Well, I would say he's very professional, of course, and very capable.
That's John Hood.
I went for years to Alita Tuma, whose practice he bought when Alita retired.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So I've enjoyed getting to know Sean and going to see him.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. Good morning to you on this Tuesday. I remember Ingrid Bergman was the Isabella Rossellini's mother, the actress. She was in Casablanca. So I want to make that sure. Don't call in. We've got it covered.
We got it.
Call or text in your birthdays. You can do that. It's 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Marcus Scruggs is today's good neighbor of the day. He's always the first there when a friend is in need. So he's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Hey, we've got the CBS World News Roundup coming up here for you. And as always, it's brought to you by our friends at the Low T Center. They're located at 2855 Medical Center Parkway. And the CBS World News Roundup is also brought to you by French's Shoes and Boots.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
We've got the latest news coming up here for you, checking around the country and around the world from CBS.
All right, Brian, Dalton, we'll see you next hour. How's that?
I'll be here.
So happy about it. Coming up, it's the news here on News Radio WGNS.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.